Hilariously Melbourne. For Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate with bargains galore this Christmas. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
Okay, it's a big morning here on the Fox and the Fifi, Fev and Nick show. We're doing it for the kids all morning, raising money so no kids go without Christmas presents this year. And this is possibly the biggest, most exciting thing that's happened on this show this year. If anybody, and let's be honest, everybody is a Frozen fan. Frozen, the movie, is one thing. But if you have not seen Frozen, the musical, it is a must. If you're new to musicals, this is the one you want to start with. It is the best. It is phenomenal.
And it is,
there's new seats, by the way. Great new seats for Frozen the Musical. They've just been released for December performances. Head to frozenthemusical.com.au. You don't want to miss it. I've seen it. I'm going back again. I can't get enough of this. A little bit nervous because we are joined by...
Aren't you?
Gemma Ricks and Courtney Monsma, who are Elsa and Anna. They're here in the studio for what is an incredible morning here on the Fox. Welcome to the show, Gemma and Courtney.
Thank you for having us.
It's so nice
to be actually here.
Because we spoke to you back in March and that was a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And I was already a little bit excited. But to have you here, and you are going to sing for us. So if you're in the car, wherever you are right now, you're not going to want to go anywhere. It's going to be amazing. But welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're so happy
girls,
to be here.
I don't know if you get this a lot, but you would obviously see a lot of parents come to the theatre. It's great to be back in the theatre. Do they get as emotional and as nervous as Fifi Box does? Because Fifi Box has interviewed some of the biggest stars in the world. We had Sam Heughan last week, who was her biggest crush. She was embarrassed. This is the most nervous I've ever seen her interviewing someone. You get parents like that at the theatre?
Yeah, definitely. All ages, for sure. I think that it sort of impacts everybody in some way. I think when I heard Let It Go, I was emotionally quite moved myself by the lyrics and what it means as a woman, and it's quite empowering. And so I get it, Fifi. I'm with you.
Thank you, Gemma. It's true. So you're laughing at me, but there are other grown adults that get this emotional.
I love how emotional you are. It's endearing. It's cute. I love that.
Well, also, Gemma and I had this funny moment when I went to see Frozen the Musical. I saw it in Sydney, so that's how committed I am to Frozen the Musical.
But I
was shopping at Bondi Junction with Trixie here, and Gemma was going up an escalator that we were coming down, and Gemma called out Fifi, and I looked around and nearly fell down the escalator and went, Trixie, it's Elsa!
Was she with Sven?
No, Sven wasn't there.
I was by myself. Elsa was in isolation as usual.
Yes.
But I did feel a little crazy because I saw you and obviously, you know, you don't really know me. And so I was like, oh, Fifi, it's Gemma, it's Elsa. And Trixie looked at me like, no, she's not, because obviously I wear a blonde wig and yes. I look very different. But you did know who I was, thank goodness, so I didn't feel too embarrassed.
Yes, no, I know you well. And to have you both here performing. And also, what's it like? Because you premiered and then we go back into lockdown. And obviously for Melbourne people, it's so important to get back out into theatres to see live shows. Is it just electric at the moment?
It is absolutely electric. And for the show, you know, the whole premise is that we do get locked away for so many years and then we get to celebrate and all be together. So it's really momentous. For this time, it really hits a little bit harder. Yeah.
Now, girls, you are going to sing our favourite song. It gets played in our cars a lot, Let It Go.
Well, this is the Let It Go finale. Performance too.
But do you get sick of singing the song? Because I get sick of hearing it, because it's in my car all the time. But then when the kids aren't in the car, I accidentally fall into that trap of listening to the song.
Accidentally.
Without any kids in there.
Yeah, I get to listen to Gemma sing it every day and I never get sick of it. It's that good.
Oh, bless you.
Well, this is big. And what a beautiful morning to be ending our year like this. But also while we're doing it for the kids, kids, parents, anybody, even if you're out kids, you love this. Frozen the Musical. We are going to hear a performance now by Gemma and Courtney. It's the Let It Go finale. I've been told, my microphone's been told off and I have to mime, which is offensive on behalf of my team. But Gemma and Courtney, Elsa and Anna, take it away.
Thank you.
There's so much
much I've longed to say.
Then say it all, beginning with today.
It's like a dream I thought could never be.
Elsa, you're free. Let it go, let it go. Show us what you can do. Let it go, let it go. The magic one is you, 'cause here we stand in the light of day. Let the sun shine on.
I take this warmth within.
Goodbye to dark and fear. Let's fill this world with light and love. And we're surrounded by a family at last. We're never going back. The past is in the past. Let it go, let it go. And we'll rise like a break of.
Go on. How do we do radio now? We can't. Yeah, we can't.
We gotta let it go. We just gotta leave.
Oh, that was so awesome.
That was phenomenal. Awesome. Goosebumps, wow. Tears, yeah, and you know what? Wow. I just realised, because obviously I love every song from the musical, but you're right, Gemma. You said this: the power of that song for Melbourne coming out of lockdown. The past is in the past. Mm-hmm. Melbourne, get out and about, and you must go and see Frozen the musical. I can tell you, this is like 100 out of 10 in terms of stars. And Gemma and Courtney, you are just fantastic.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
So good, Boxy. I'm going to have to go watch, because
yes,
my daughter, Toby, calls Lulu Anna. Like, that's her name. That's actually her name. She doesn't call her Lulu, and she calls me Olaf. So I think I'm going to have to go. And after that performance... Wow. Yeah. I literally have goosebumps.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
What the hell?
I know. I've stopped crying. But anyway, and yes. I love it. I got told not to sing, but Feb dominated in singing. That's not fair.
Because I love the song.
I know.
I think that's what got me the most, is I'm so used to hearing you two sing along to songs here that when you hear
actual singers.
Actual singers. It's like, oh my God.
But I want to point out there are great new seats. Yes. Don't miss out. Head to frozenthemusical.com.au. Do not miss this, Gemma. Courtney, thank you so much for coming in and performing live.
Thank you for having us.
Encore.
I'm coming out to get a photo.
101.9 The Fox.
We're doing it for the kids. A big morning here on the show. Our tally room is going off. And thank you, Melbourne, for being so generous. We know it's been a really tough few years and lots of parents and families have been struggling, but we don't want the kids to know about that, and we certainly don't want kids missing out on that joy Christmas morning when you wake up and there's Christmas presents under the tree. So 131060, keep those donations coming, or head to our website, Fifi, Fev and Nick at fox.com, and donate.
But I reckon Christmas has come early for us, Boxy.
It certainly has. Okay. Now, kids, parents, wait for this. I was going to say, what a perfect morning to be doing it for the kids, to have one of Australia's biggest children's entertainers. But also there might be lots of parents like myself and Nick who are just as excited.
I'm a top 1%.
It's his first time on the show. Oh, getting a bit speechless here, but it's Lockie Wiggle is joining us. Lockie, welcome to the show.
Morning, Fifi. Morning, Fev. Morning, Nick.
Morning, Lockie. Oh,
Morning.
What a treat having you. And thank you so much for getting behind this, Lockie, because we got the wonderful message. And as you know, you're a parent, Lockie. What a great time Christmas is for kids.
It is a great time. And as you said, it's a wonderful thing you're doing. And I was in Melbourne for the majority of the lockdown too, and it's just a really lovely, special thing you're doing, and I hope this morning goes really well because it was a tough year for everyone.
Yeah.
Hey, Lockie, I've got to ask, Spotify today, just the Unwrapped thing came out, your top artists and everything. Here was my top three. Number three, Migos. Number two, Lil Nas X. I'm a big rap fan. Number one, The Wiggles. What do you listen to around the house? I'm a top 1%er of Wiggles listeners.
You know, I think I'd be a top 1%er too, trying to overlive for everything.
Do you know what's funny, Lockie? And I've said this to Anthony and Simon when we've had them on the show. See, you're so part of my life. For instance, Fev and I went to see a movie
the other day. We went to the movies and her little two-year-old kid was carrying you around. Like, you were at the movies with us.
Lockie, you sat in between Fev and I at the cinema. I mean...
What did we see?
Sing 2, yeah.
Sing 2.
Your girls would love it.
Oh, they would.
And weirdly, it is a voodoo doll. So yeah. I hope you enjoyed the chop top and you like the movie.
And Lockie, we should mention this. Oh, actually, 131060, look at the phones lighting up. We were going to say, if there's any kids out there that would like to speak to Lockie Wiggle, oh my gosh, look at them calling. This is your. Are you okay, Lockie, if people can speak to you because they're calling in to donate money?
I would love to. That'd be really nice.
And before we go on, we should also point out there are you can get tickets to the Wiggles Fruit Salad TV big show. They're on sale now. Seeing the Wiggles live, head to the Wiggles.com. You don't miss out on those tickets. And we've actually got, is this Bailey from Chelsea?
Okay.
Are you there,
Hi.
Bailey?
Yeah.
Hey, Bailey, did you want to speak to Lockie Wiggle?
Yeah.
Say hi to Lockie.
Hi.
Hello, Bailey. Merry Christmas, buddy. Thanks for ringing up.
Yep.
Now, Bailey, your sister, is she going to be really jealous right now?
Probably.
What's her name?
Izzy.
Izzy, and she's a big fan of the Wiggles, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Now, Bailey, did you want to donate some money?
100 for my sister and my account.
Oh, 100. Well done. Oh. That's fantastic.
Well, I'll make 200 for my sisters and mine.
Oh, 200. Wow.
Does your sister know?
No.
Bailey, well done. So generous. And what a legend. Maddie is in Wurrialik. Hey, Maddie.
Hello, how you going?
Great, Maddie. Maddie, would you like to say hi to Lockie Wiggle?
Oh, hi, Lockie Wiggle. Big fan.
Jeez, the voice changed there a little
I
bit.
Love she that, went Maddie, into the could, hi. You could have put Cruz and Kobe, your kids, on, but you've decided to speak to Lockie, which I completely understand.
Of course, I had to get in.
And are you wanting to donate, Maddie?
Yeah, I am, just on behalf of my two boys.
Oh, so well sweet. Done, well, thank you for that. That's so wonderful. Lockie, thank you for even being here on our show because the number of donations that are coming through just from your presence, we really appreciate.
Oh, not a problem, Fifi. This is really lovely.
I've had somebody call in, Lockie, my wife and my three-year-old son, Charlie. They're
G'day,
at home.
Luch. Oh, God, hello.
They're the ones bumping those Spotify stats up. Hey, Charlie, you there, buddy?
Yeah.
Hi, Charlie.
Say hi, Lockie.
Hi,
Lockie. Oh, what a legend. Do you want to give some money, Charlie?
Yeah.
What do you want to give?
$1,000.
Oh, sorry, how much? Sorry. Oh, it's cut out. What did you say, Char?
$1,000.
$1,000. Charlie's at his moment. Hey, Luch.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Luch.
So nice to have you on the show.
It. Oh, it's lovely to speak to you guys. And hi, Lockie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Sally called it. He said $1,000. So
hey, Luch, does Charlie realise Dad's going to have to be away all summer now doing gigs?
Oh, well.
Why did we teach him above 10?
It's a small price to pay.
My other favourite thing is, Luch, it's taken Lockie Gillespie, a Wiggle Bean, on the show to get you on finally. So that's great. Thank you, Lockie, for getting Luch and Charlie on the show.
No worries. Well done, Charlie.
Yeah, well done, Charlie, a little legend.
Well, this is fantastic. And the donations are still coming through. We're so grateful. And, Lockie, thank you for coming on this morning. It was so good to have you on. And you're so generous with your time. And thanks for speaking to the kids.
No worries, Fifi. Merry Christmas to all
Merry
of you.
Christmas,
Merry
Lockie.
Christmas, Lockie.
How good's that? Lockie Wiggle. Melbourne, if you are in a place to donate, we're accepting. And all morning, 131060 is our number or fox.com.au.
Hey, Fev, I'm going to need to borrow a grand.
Charlie's put me in a bad spot.
1019, The Fox.
Today, Spotify Wrapped. If you use the Spotify music app to listen to music and podcasts today, you may have you'll get the message when you open it saying, hey, your 2021 Spotify is wrapped up. It tells you what you've listened to the most throughout the year.
Huh.
So the artists you've listened to the most, the songs you've listened to the most, the podcasts you've listened to the most.
I listen to Listener.
Great, you use Listener? Yeah. Do they have Wrapped? Oh, no, I'll
check it out today. Music. So do Apple Music do this? I don't have Spotify.
Oh, no, I don't have Spotify either. I don't have any of them. I don't even have Listener, let's be honest.
I was a MySpace music guy till a few weeks ago. But I've jumped on board Spotify and they send the list out. Now, a few of our people in our team use Spotify. Darcy, you've got a very interesting song of the year for you.
Olivia Rodrigo, Driver's License.
Oh, yes, great tune.
Yeah, I remember that.
Great song. Oh. That'd be most of the kids. They'd have that. Mm-hmm. Oof.
That's a great song.
Classic.
Yeah, classic. Turn that up loud in your by yourself.
But my top three artists of the year, you're not going to be surprised.
Really?
No. In at number three.
Straightening.
Yeah. Bit of Migos, number three.
I don't know who they are.
It's them.
Islander Boys.
Straightening.
You heard of them?
No.
Islander Boy?
No.
You heard that song?
No,
on the YouTube round?
That's a viral video.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. But second, though, Lil Nas X.
Yeah, nice.
It's not the one I would have gone for.
Interesting.
No, I would have gone for the horse one.
So these are the...
The horse one, yeah.
Yeah. With Billy Ray.
These are the artists that I've listened to the most this year. So, obviously, you can predict a pattern here.
Yeah.
Migos into Lil Nas X into the number one most listened artist for Nick Cody 2021. There's only one group, and it is...
Hot Potato.
The Wiggles.
Yes.
And, Fee, this is going to upset you.
That is so sad.
I've got proof here. Said not only do you love The Wiggles, you are the...
No.
That is so
top
sad.
1% of their listeners this year.
Get out. Wow. No, but I would be if I was on Spotify.
Mine doesn't even include the CDs in the car.
This is a really sad chat.
I know. I wish I was on Spotify now because then the Wiggles would know I'm in their top 1%.
They don't know, man. They don't care.
You're not,
though. They just cash in, bro.
You're not, though.
They don't care.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Old man Brendan has just limped back in saying, I've got a cramp.
Oh, mate. I just handed some signed cards for Christmas holidays to Darcy. And as I turned, I saw back.
Yeah.
And I just got cramps all the way down my back and into my gluteus maximus. And it just all seized up.
I've never seen you like that.
Yeah, well, I'm seizing.
Are you okay? Do you want to sit down?
It's a long hours in the car. My back's hurting. I have a massage.
You a massage?
No, I'm really sore. That's okay. It'll go away. It's just a slight pain. It's like a sciatic nerve sort of style. That's all right.
Gluteus maximus, sciatic nerve, bit of PE.
40
bit of Thursday.
You know,
PE.
Nick, 40 right. years of being an athlete. Yeah, off you go. What are you doing?
I've never been one of my back hurts. Last
Carrying
night.
This show.
Last night, Fifi on the project.
Yes, he's back.
Very exciting because my son Charlie, he watches a little bit of TV in the Arvo, generally a bit of Bluey mixed in with some bananas in pyjamas. But I thought last night, special treat for Charlie, I'm just going to pop the TV on after dinner. He'll have no idea what's going on. He was blown away. He's sort of looking at the project for a sec. He's never seen a show like it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's ever seen anything non-animated. So I was like, oh, real people in the box. This is crazy. And then he went, oh. Fifi on the TV. I said, yes, mate. Look, Fifi's on the project. He said, wow, that's cool, Fifi. Where Fev? And I said,
put some highlights on, man.
Fev, it's funny that you mentioned that. He wouldn't stop complaining that Fev wasn't on the TV, so he had to turn off the project to watch Fev kick 15 against Collingwood over two games on YouTube.
Fev, you little beauty!
Educate the kid, bro. More than the project.
Problem is now, he's only seen Fev on the
iPhone.
Instagram videos
this
year. So he's seen Fev kick 15 goals and then there's
That's
a zoom
the
in on Fev at the end. He goes, that not Fev.
101.9 The Fox. Fev and Nicks.
We're doing it for the kids this Christmas. We are getting them through what has been a really tough time, and we all try to protect our kids. And you know what's been breaking my heart is when we've spoken to parents that have been staying strong and not letting their kids know the financial difficulty or the struggle that they've been going through. And this isn't just relating to parents. You know, I think people who don't even have kids, and we're getting lots of kids calling in. Just the idea that on Christmas morning, little hearts aren't singing and jumping around going, look what I got. I mean, we can't crush that joy. We have to keep it alive. And so many people who are struggling have been donating, and it's just a beautiful thing. And it's a wonderful thing about Melbourne. So keep those donations coming. This is going to be a huge telethon here today. The tally room's there. There's a lolly. There's a costume corner. There's a lolly bar. These guys are going to be on
champagne,
the phones taking your calls all day.
Juice.
Di from Chadston. Hi, Di.
Hi, Fifi, Fab. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good, Di. How are you?
Di, would you like to get involved?
Absolutely. You know, my kids and I listen to you every single morning, and I'm just, they're asking me what's it all about, the kids were like, how could a kid not have a present on Christmas, Mum? And, it made me really emotional, and I just went, I've got to ring up and just, I guess on behalf of my kids, I want to be able to donate for them, because I just can't imagine a Christmas for kids with no presents. Like, it breaks my heart. So, I just think what you guys are doing is amazing. Just to be able to share that love and, everything that people have gone through the last 18 months. There have been families who've really, really struggled. And, I just take my hat off to you guys.
Thanks, Di. What you're doing
is fantastic. It really is. So,
Di, it's a beautiful thing. And I think you're not alone in that. I think anyone who's doing Christmas shopping and for their kids at the moment, and if you think about, those poor parents that just can't be in that position, and for you to give, Di, that is so generous, and we thank you, and you're a beautiful person, Di.
Oh, thank you. Well, I want to donate 50 for each of my kids, so 150.
Generous, Di. Thank you for that.
I was just going to say, for each of my 15 kids.
No.
Bang! Well done, Di.
And now we've got Sam in Ferntree Gully. Hi, Sam.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Sammy.
Good, right. Sam. We're pumped because we're raising all this money for the kids.
I can't believe you guys. I've been listening to this the last few days, and the generosity of Melbourne and everyone have donated. It is just, you guys are amazing of doing this. It really tugs at the heartstrings, really.
It does, doesn't it, Sam? Because, I think, as we've said a few times, adults are tough. We know what's happened.
Yep.
We get it. We know that there'll be a time for getting back on our feet. But so many parents right now, that would be heartbreaking, and we don't want them to feel alone. And there's no shame in going through a tough time.
Exactly. I know how that goes. I've been through an extremely tough time in the last 2 years of the loss of my daughter. And I would love to donate $500 to this cause of yours. And it's just, sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional here.
No, Sam, and for you to have gone through your own tough time, but to dig deep so that other people are going to have a good Christmas, Sam, that is a beautiful gesture. And we just thank you so much. That is beyond generous.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome, all of you.
Lots of love, Sammy.
Yeah, we're sending you love, and we know that will be a tough Christmas for you this year, Sam. So we're sending you so much love. Thanks for
making it great for other kids.
Yeah, and thank you for giving back.
I know how it feels to, I'm sorry, I can't.
No, of course, Sam. What you've just done and revealing what you've been through, Sam, I'd just love to give you a big hug through the phone and just know that you're changing the lives of kids this Christmas. And for every smile on the face of a kid that gets a present from your $500, Sam, that should just fill you with love.
It does. It really does.
Thank you. And
well done, Sammy.
Sam, and to everybody, we are beyond grateful. And what a community this is. And we encourage you to keep donating. You can donate across the day. This Fox is alive with look at all the staff out there, the tally room. It's going to be a big
Everyone's
day.
Crying.
We're crossing to our good mate Tim Lee. He's going to keep the telethon going.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Oh, that was some beautiful calls. You have got the most lovely listeners.
Yeah, we do.
Thank
Make
you,
sure
Tim.
They stay on board.
Yeah, well, the thing is, 13, 10, 60. So what we're going to do, we've got so many holes in our playlist today, and we are going to, it's like pay for requests. So if you call up 13, 10, 60, we're going to play your favourite songs. If you're a small business in Melbourne, let's give some shout-outs.
Runway Room. Horses. No. Isn't that what he said?
You got to shout out to
your, you got to pay. I didn't see the T's and C's.
You got to take that back, Fev. No more runway room plug for
all
you.
All right, so Fifi, Fev and Nick's doing it for the kids continues the whole day. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Hilariously Melbourne. The Spotlight. Make Christmas yours this year with bargains galore at Spotlight. What?